Steve, all right. Today's hero.
Okay, I'd like to start our CROG Executive Committee, Wednesday, March 8th, 2023. And the time is 12:06. I'd like to call to order. And is there any public comment out there? I'll ask again. Any public comment for anybody that is not on the agenda? One more time, we're going out. I'll ask for moving on to number three, approval minutes from January 18th, 2023.
So moved, Madam Chair. John Coleman.
Is there a second?
Second, Steve Stefano.
Thank you, Steve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anybody oppose? Motion passes. Moving on to number four, correspondence, handouts, and that's up to Matt.
We don't have anything for this meeting, Lori.
Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. I do have a very short report.
Moving on to number five, staff reports. You're up, Matt.
Thank you. I'll lead off, and I do want to cede some of my time to Kathy Lutz, who is here with us today. So just a couple of things for you quickly. We've been spending a lot of time on waste management, our project, and related infrastructure. As you may recall, CROG has a waste management study underway. We retained a consultant to assist us, a company called RRS. They're out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and a company called Tetra Tech, who you've probably heard of, because they're in a wide variety of disciplines. They're a subcontractor. And it's a three-phase project. Task one was a system assessment. Task two was developing short-term recommendations for our region with respect to waste management. I should have said at the outset, we initiated this project due to the closure, primarily due to the closure of the Mira plant. And so the consulting team has just completed their task two report. They'll be presenting it to the project steering committee, which is comprised of a good cross-section of our membership. Some of your staff members are participating in that committee, and it's been great to have them. And there are a series of recommendations under that task two report in terms of how we could look to manage our waste in a more sustainable and cost-effective manner in the future. Many of them focus on re-energizing our Central Connecticut Solid Waste Authority, which CROG does staff, and approximately, I think, 12 towns belong to it now. So we've got a final piece we need to present to the project steering committee, and then we will plan to present it to the full policy board at an upcoming meeting, probably in the April or May timeframe. And then we will look to organize a meeting of that Central Connecticut Solid Waste Authority to present them with the report and the recommendations. At the same time, we're very closely, and I'm sure you are too, tracking the governor's bill on waste management 6664, and I've spent some time in deep calls on that topic. I want to thank Robin Nichols from our staff and Pauline for helping me and Kathy to track that closely. We're really trying to ascertain the potential financial impact on our member towns. You know, that increase in the hauling fee, the doubling from $1.50 to $3 per ton. Can imagine it would impact some of you significantly. So we're tracking that closely, and we'll be looking forward to bringing this task two report to you in a month or two. So I'll stop, and I can take questions on that in a minute. Just a couple more things. The regional performance incentive program grants that we received, we've been spending a lot of time on that as well. Recall, we received 3 out of 4 grants. So kudos to our team for writing excellent applications. We've received a grant for animal control, for assessment, and for code enforcement with a focus on building inspection. And again, those RPIP grants will provide a 3-year subsidy to create regional programs for each of those disciplines. Pauline and Kim and I have been meeting with our member towns. Several of you have participated. We're focused right now on assessment and building inspection. We're going to hold off on animal control for some months due to workload. We're going to focus on the other two first. We've talked about three potential service delivery models for each of those programs. In one of them, which would be the easiest to set up, it would be a per diem model. So basically, we would hire some number of part-time certified folks who could be deployed in our member towns. Maybe they work in your community for 5 to 10 hours a week, or as little as 5 to 10 hours a month. You know, that's one option we've talked about. A second model we're looking at, we call the sub-regional model. Under that model, you'd have 3, 4, maybe 5 towns in close proximity to each other, working together, ideally with one town taking the lead. And then the third model, which would be the most robust service, but the most challenging to set up, would be a full district model, where we would essentially be looking to create a department of assessment or a department of building inspection at the COG level, very similar to a health district. So we've had a couple of conversations with the participating towns, and what we seem to be zeroing in on right now is more of a per diem model for building inspection and potentially a sub-regional model for assessment. So we're making good progress there. We'll keep you and the full board involved. And towns that did not initially sign on the application can join the program at a later point. Okay, just two more things, Kathy, then I can pause for, Lori, then I can pause for questions. I'm continuing my outreach efforts, you know, trying to visit all 38 towns, meetings with both the new chief executive officers, such as the newer town managers in our region, the more recently elected first selectmen and women or mayors, as well as making short presentations on CROG to their legislative bodies. And I think I've visited approximately 10 or 12 towns at this point, and it seems to be going well. And the presentations to the local legislative bodies, I think they find them to be informative, because in most cases, most of those members have pretty limited knowledge of COGs and MPOs and the work that we do. So, Lori, I can pause for any questions, and then I'd like to turn to Kathy Lutz to add a brief legislative update.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Matt? If not, we'll move on to Kathy.
Hi, folks. They're actually, the committees are starting to hit their final deadlines. Just a few hit yesterday and some today. Tomorrow is UConn men's first game, and so most of the building will be not in Connecticut. But as the committees hit their deadline, we're cleaning out all the bills. This year was an astonishing several thousand proposed bills, and so we're cleaning out most of them. I know people are shaking their heads like, this is insane. Some of them are late. The money committees and judiciary have quite a ways to go, but P&D, the ones we follow most closely, will have a much more condensed bill list, so we can then come back and concentrate on what's there and what efforts we need to make on continuing to move them along. That's really all where we are right now.
Thank you, Kathy. I'm sure Kathy can take a few questions, Lori.
Yep, Mark has one.
Kathy, did they pass the air quality bill for the school systems?
No, I don't. I can pull the education list, but and they have not met their deadline yet. So technically, everything they have is still alive. Let me just tell you, their final deadline is the 27th, so they have time.
Great, thanks.
You're welcome.
Anybody else have any questions for Kathy? If not, we'll move on. You want to go into executive session, Matt?
I do, Lori, and I've got a, you would just move to go into executive session for the purpose that's stated on the agenda. And in the motion, if you could invite Pauline and me into the session as well. Then Pauline can give us instructions on the breakout group. I think we're going to be automatically sent there.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we go into executive session with all of us and inviting Pauline and Matt.
Second, Madam Chair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Oh, sorry, Lori. I'm going to open up all the rooms. I think you're going to be automatically assigned. If you're not, if you get a prompt saying go into a room, say yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Pauline.
Oh, wait.
All right, let's make sure at least 10 of you came back.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And 11 with Jason, right? All right.
I think we have 11, yep.
I like that magically thing. I'm going to borrow that.
I heard it from someone and I use it on a regular basis.
So Lori, if I may, coming out of executive session, I have a recommended motion in the cover letter to move to authorize me in my role as executive director to execute the proposed lease of office space at 350 Church Street, the Metro Center, in accordance with the terms outlined in the attached term sheet. So that's my recommended motion to you.
I would so move, Madam Chair.
Second.
You're muted, Lori.
Who seconded that? Do we know?
Jason.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, motion passes. Moving on to business items. Approval of, so we just did that, right, Matt?
We did. Okay. And that's a very momentous vote. So thank you all for your support.
So moving on to B, CROG short-term term projects and engagements.
All right. So I'm happy to take the lead on this as well. This is an idea I've had for a little bit, and I've consulted with a couple of you on it and just really looking for your input before we move forward. So as I explained in the cover memo here, I've been thinking about a pilot initiative, if you will, something we could try out in which, you know, we as CROG would maintain a list of qualified people that are able to work on short-term projects or assignments in our member towns. And some examples that come to mind would be serving as an interim town manager, an interim finance director, or maybe leading a small capital project, you know, for one of you. I'm regularly asked by our members to assist them in finding people to help serve in those roles. So the benefit I could see to this program is that we'd be able to, you know, assist you in terms of providing a qualified professional in a relatively short manner. And especially when you're looking for an interim person, sometimes you need to move very, very quickly. And I think having a list of potential candidates from CROG could help you in that regard. So as a pilot or a trial, I certainly wouldn't see this program as a revenue generator or a business line for CROG. You know, I know CCM has tried it off and on throughout the years with limited success, as I understand it. Again, I would see this as an additional service that CROG could provide to our members as a pilot. And I would think that the way I'm envisioning it is the financial transaction would be between the member town and the qualified professional. So CROG would not be involved in the financial transaction. Now, I would reserve the right based on workload, if there's any impact to our insurance, et cetera, to charge a very limited administrative fee. I wouldn't see that as needed off the bat. We'd have to see how successful this is. And I would expect that the member town's insurance would handle the liability issues, and that this qualified professional or consultant, if they're working for you as an independent contractor, that they would have their own insurance, so that CROG's insurance would only be impacted, ideally not at all, or in a very limited fashion. So, you know, that's an idea. Wanted to run it by you and looking for your feedback. Again, something we'd be looking to try for a year or two to see how it goes. Back to you, Lori.
Anybody have any questions or anything? I think it's a great idea.
I see hands from Jason and Steve.
Jason?
Thanks, Lori. Matt, I agree with Lori. I think this is a great idea. Effectively, what you guys would be doing would be serving as a clearinghouse, right? You're just the list keeper?
Yeah, matchmaker, more or less.
Awesome idea. I'm buying that 100%.
I'll concur with Jason too. I mean, Talon, having recently hired a town manager in the past year, you know, we had to, when our last town manager left, had to incorporate our finance director into that role, and they did really well, but they definitely struggled and had a lot of strain juggling two jobs. So I think having this as an avenue, especially for any towns that might be seeing retirements or any changes in their lead staff, I think this is a great opportunity.
Thank you, Steve.
Motion or anything, Matt, on this?
No, I'm just looking for your input and your feedback. I want to start with this committee, and I think I'm going to take it to the Municipal Services Committee too.
Great. Do we have anything else? Next big item, number 8, adjournment.
Don't move, Madam Chair.
Is there a second?
Steve Jones, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Very good. Motion passes. Thank you all.
Thank you all so much. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a good one. Bye-bye.